today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to professional cyclist Jessie Walker, who's racing in the Aviva Women's Tour. Jessie, you're riding for the British team, joining Olympic silver medalist Emma Pooley amongst a young team of future stars. This must be incredibly exciting for you.
Yeah, Emma Pooley has just come back. She's coming back for the Olympics, so this is going to be a big target of hers to test her form. And yeah, it's a privilege to be racing in the same team as her, and to be every time I pull on a GB jersey, it's a proud moment. So I'm very excited.
And you're the daughter of international pro cyclist Chris Walker. I mean, did you always know you wanted to follow in his footsteps?
No, it was a family activity that we used to do just growing up. So it was never something. To be honest, he's very modest and he didn't really tell us much about his past. He just was hear it from other people, the stories and things like that. So me and my brother grew up on a bike, and it wasn't until our teen years that we actually got into the racing, and there was never any pressure, which is nice. And I think that's the reason we got into it. It was something we wanted to do, and it was exciting to do as a family where it started. And then it's just progressed from there, really, of racing around the country, just loving the excitement, making friends, and then it gets more serious, and I've moved to Italy to race now.
I was going to say, Italy's a bit of a change from Yorkshire, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the main difference is the weather. Every day I wake up and it's lovely sunshine outside, so I can't really say the same about Yorkshire, but I've had a good week.
I mean, presumably, being from Yorkshire, you're not too far from the Peak District. How does Stage 3 compare to the other stages for you? Is it sort of territory you're familiar riding in?
Yeah, I did the Women's Tour 2 years ago, and it was pretty much flat with a lot of sprint finishes. So this year, it's a lot harder. There's a lot more climbs. Stage 3, Ashbourne to Chesterfield, has got over 2,000 metres climbing, so it's going to be very difficult, but make such an exciting race. So I'm really looking forward to particularly that day.
And do you think that challenging terrain is a sign that women's cycling is being taken more seriously?
Yeah, massively. I mean, in the past, we've had a bit where people would put on races but make it easier for women, and it doesn't really make sense. So it's great that we're being taken more seriously and doing equally hard races that the men do.
And as you said, you're with the Italian team, Cerveto Futon Alu Recycling. Is the environment important to you personally?
Yeah, recently we've had another partner with the team, Alu Pro, and their aim is to promote recycling aluminium. So I'm a proud ambassador with another British rider, Abbe May. So we love the fact that we are training outdoors every day and also looking after the environment to keep it clean and tidy. So it's great that we've got them on board of really, we really support their sponsorship.
Brilliant. Well, the best of luck. And as you set off from Ashbourne, will you give us a wave at Ashbourne Radio? And when you come through Buxton, will you give us a wave at High Peak Radio?
Yeah, I'll definitely remember.
Brilliant. Well, the best of luck to you. And thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks.